The National Park Service officially turns 100 years old today. It includes Cuyahoga Valley National Park, which is much younger. It was established as a recreation area in 1974 and elevated to national park status in 2000. Harold Miller likes to dress in character when he talks to visitors, wearing period clothing and giving a first-person account of what life may have been like before the Erie Canal came in, during its operation, and afterwards.
We're talking about the Cuyahoga Valley before the canal came in, during the canal, and after the canal. Just imagine you're looking at this valley and you say, well, from New York on, I want to make this water transportation to open up the West. But I got this thing, it's called the Cuyahoga Valley. How am I going to get this through? Well, I'm going to use a little bit of the river. I'm going to dam some spots up. I'm going to dig a trench. The natural gorges and the curves of the valley lends itself to the canal. Before the canal came in, it was very difficult. I'd have to bring, as a frontier family, I had to bring everything of mine on my back. Things broke during transit. I'd have to mend and make do. My wife's sewing needles, she would have to try to fix them.
Miller, still in character, says that all changed by the 1830s.
When the canal came in, we were able to get goods, you know, that fancy china that we've always wanted. I could get equipment for my plow. I could get stuff that would come in by water that would have taken me months and months and months, almost a year to come to, would come to me in a matter of a couple months. Me being a farmer, next to the canal, not only did I start raising food for myself, I could raise food for the people that came through the canal. I'm talking from like 1830 to about 1870.
After that, Miller usually dons an engineer's cap and goes full speed ahead through the Industrial Revolution.
We have this problem here. We have these steel mills in Cleveland. We have this coal in southern Ohio. The canal is bringing our product up, but the canal takes way too much time. And I have parts to fabricate. We are now in the industrial age. We are in the process of building skyscrapers. We're in the process of building implements out of steel. Let's think about building a train from Cleveland down past Canton, even down past Franklin, to almost the West Virginia. While we're at it, you know, let's make a little bit of money now. For one thing, we can now take those poor farmers from southern Ohio and let them see what city life is.
As with the canal, the railroad's dominance didn't last and traffic dwindled until the early 1970s, says Miller, now in historian mode.
There was this Cuyahoga Valley National Scenic Area. Working with the train association, the Cuyahoga Valley National Railroad, they created back in the 70s this partnership with the National Park. The National Park owns the actual track, and the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad owns the rolling stock. And since the 70s, we have truly have gone towards bringing the railroad back. The people on the train can see what a beautiful backyard we have, which is the National Park. At the same time, the people in the National Park have this wonderful way to see the National Park, areas that have not been touched for 40, 50, 60 years, you know. Nature is really reclaiming what was an industrial area, what was grist mills, what was farms. A really interesting story, if you actually have been on a train, you pass the Beaver Marsh, which is out by Indigo Lake area. That used to be a junkyard. The National Park bought the old junkyard, removed basically all the old cars. It was in process of getting the land rights and getting everything to go through. The beavers got to us before the National Park did and flooded the area. And what used to be parking space for the National Park, used to be a junkyard, now is marsh that is inhabited by turtles and beavers, blue heron. It's a wildlife preserve. We're not trying to interfere too much with the world around us. At the same time, we're trying to keep the place safe. Get rid of the invasive species like the garlic mustard and stuff. We want nature to kind of take over, but we don't want the wrong nature to take over.
That's Harold Miller, a roving historian with the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7. WKSU.